Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting third. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Livingstone. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Doherty. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Kreuter to Whitaker and they have Ripken trapped. The throw over to Tettleton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tettleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Segui for the out. Hoyles moves to second. One out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Hoyles moves to third. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Buford. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Freeman applying the tag. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Anderson. The throw from Kreuter and he is out, Freeman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Livingstone hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore is 0-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is walked intentionally. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kreuter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett is 0-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Whitaker is 0-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Freeman is 0-1 in the game. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gibson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-for-1. There goes Anderson. The throw from Kreuter and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-for-2. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-for-2. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Livingstone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2-for-2. Kreuter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. One out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Livingstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-for-2. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Milt Kiler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. Kiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiler takes first base on ball 4. Livingstone moves to second. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-for-1. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-for-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-for-2. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-for-1. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3-for-2. Segui is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Seghi takes first base on ball four. Hoyles moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Buford who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fryman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Livingstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Livingstone hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Deere batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Deer scores. Kiler moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Poole now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Tettleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Dave Haas now pitching. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 3 in the game. Kreuter hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 3, Tigers, 3. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McLemore bunts in front of the plate. Kreuter fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken is walked intentionally. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Scott Livingstone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Livingstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Livingstone hits a line drive into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Rob Deer. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kiler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Thurman moves to second. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Thurman moves to third. Kyler moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman scores. Kyler moves to third. Phillips moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.